Yes. Yeah, I definitely understand, but isn't there an earlier flight that leaves for the city? I would be willing to pay first class if that's what it takes. I understand there are thousands of people trying to book new flights before the storm, but... okay, I understand. There isn't an open flight for 2 days. Thank you anyway. You've been very cordial. God damn it. We really need to get back to the university. I guess I can ask Dr. Sherman to cover my classes for me. Shit. Worrying does no good. I'm just gonna have to make the best of a bad situation. After all, we're here at this beautiful resort. There's certainly plenty of things to do tomorrow, and there'll be plenty of fresh powder on the slopes. I'm here with a handsome young man who's extremely intelligent and adores being my research assistant. Huh. I'm sure we could make some good use of our time. Hi, Richard. I'm sure you heard, but all the flights out of the airport have been canceled due to the snow. Yes, I'm very sure. I just got off the phone with the airlines. We may not get a flight for 2 days. You don't seem too upset about this. Oh, I mean, I love spending time with you as well, discussing artificial intelligence. But we discuss AI all the time at the university. You are my research assistant, after all. And while you may have recently left the university and gone to your own independent lab, we still talk as much as ever. I agree. It is a little different when we're working to present our research at the global conference, but I'm not sure I completely understand what you mean. Ah, that's sweet of you to say, but I'm really not that impressive. I just know how to talk to these scientists. I do get it, though. This is different from our everyday interactions. The invited speakers here are all successful researchers, and most of them are very renowned scholars with fascinating presentations of their own. Of course, I try to impress them. Mine is the most critical. Not precisely, but thank you. Advances in the area of synthetic text will eventually move forward to adaptable synthetic language. Once AI can interact in random conversations and even initiate new conversations, the opportunities to use androids will be endless. In our case, androids would be used to assist people with loneliness or depression problems. However, our research is only a small portion of the incredible breakthroughs that will guide the future of AI. Yes, of course I'm proud of our work, and I know you are too. Your beautiful beaming smile makes it obvious every time I'm at the podium. However, for the next 2 days, we need to relax a bit and de-stress. AI work is rewarding, but it's definitely stressful. Why don't we go have a couple drinks and enjoy a nice dinner? Ugh, that was really nice, Richard. Dinner, drinks, and even a bit of dancing. I never realized what a good dancer you are. You showed some great moves on the dance floor. Wow, I must have danced a little too much. I'm feeling lightheaded. Maybe I'm a little overexcited from getting to take a break. Fuck. I'm not gonna worry about it. It's okay if we're not strictly professional with each other 100% of the time. We deserve to relax. Right, Richard? Oh my, it's getting late, and I'm getting more bold than I should be. I rarely say the word fuck. I hope you don't mind if I say fuck. No, you clearly don't. Good. Richard, how long have you been my assistant? 3 years. That's a long while. And for the first 2 years you were a grad student. During that time we worked very closely together. Physically, I mean. On numerous occasions, we worked well into the night, all alone in the lab, doing experiments and crunching numbers, sitting side by side, often touching. Richard, did you ever have any sexual feelings toward me during those late work sessions? Please, tell the truth. I won't be upset, no matter how you respond. Oh, don't be ashamed. I'm flattered that a nice young man such as yourself would get sexually aroused from being around me. To be truthful, I had sexual feelings towards you many times while we were in the lab. Shit, I know I shouldn't be saying that I was aroused near you, but man, I have a thing for men with sexy voices. And Dick, if you don't mind my calling you Dick, feels a little more relevant of a name for you currently than Richard. Oh, nothing. Anyway, I think you have one of the most sexy baritone voices I've ever heard. The way your lips form around the words and then the sound comes out like a musical instrument. Oh my god, that's so sexy. And the way you keep your body fit, the fact that you're so handsome, all of these things could easily turn a woman on. However, something that's probably more specific to me is the fact that you're such a fucking nerd. Don't get me wrong, Dick. I consider myself a nerd also. And because I'm a nerd, I find the way you use sci-fi analogies and the names of superheroes to demonstrate key points totally infatuating. Ugh, why am I talking this way? Telling you my secrets? If I were to analyze the situation, I would say it's because I'm most likely very tired, and the normal boundaries of our work relationship seem to be weakening as we speak. I know we've cultivated those boundaries for a reason, but I'm just so goddamn horny, and I think I'm about to explode. Truthfully, I need some release really, really bad. Richard, since we both admit to having sexual feelings for one another, do you think you could help me out with this predicament we've found ourselves in? I promise you won't be disappointed with what I can do in bed. Theoretically speaking, and having been put to the test many times, I've been told I can be a superior fucking slut. Oh my. Yes, baby. Take the initiative. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I love having my neck kissed. Shit. Oh my gosh. Baby, I love how aggressive you are. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way you're squeezing my breasts let me know you're very much into this. Sweetheart, let's get those clothes off. Oh, yes. Get naked for me, gorgeous. Let's see who can get out of their clothes first. That's it, baby. Get out of those useless clothes and show me that hunky body I've imagined so many times. Yes. This is just what I expected. Broad shoulders, a firm chest, and I expect an ass to match. Toned and firm. Oh, and that cock. Oh my god. It's gorgeous. It's even better than I hoped. It's so goddamn long. And thick. Jesus Christ. Dick, if I were meeting you for the first time, I would guess your name must be Adonis. You're the perfect male specimen. Jesus fucking Christ, my pussy's already reacting. Wow, I hope you like my body as much. I may be a self-proclaimed nerd, but I work out several times a week. I jog, I swim, lift weights, do all the things needed to keep fit. I actually enjoy working out at the gym. Not nearly as much as I enjoy working out in the bedroom. Richard, I'm expecting you to rock my world. So would you do that for me? Will you rock my fucking world with that beautiful, full cock hanging between your legs? I promise, right after you fuck the shit out of me and make me come a couple times, I'll do anything you want. I'll give you the best goddamn blowjob of your life, and I'll even take it in my fucking little asshole if that's what you want. But right now, Dick, I'm gonna sit on the edge of the bed and let you warm me up. There's no way I can take that magnificent pussy splitter of yours without some good tongue exploration. So get over here and eat my pussy. Oh, that's it, Angel. Start with my thighs. Yeah, lick your way all the way up. Oh, yeah. Oh, spread me with your fingers. Yeah, and your tongue right there. Oh, God. Oh, you know what you're doing. Fuck. Oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh. God damn. Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, you're not holding back. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, shit, baby. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, you weren't supposed to make me come already. Oh, fucking shit. Oh, my God. Oh, I needed that so fucking bad. Oh, holy hell, Dick. You are an accomplished eater. Real pussy hound. Oh, fucking God. That was the hardest I've come in a long time. Oh. Now, my good boy, I need to see what you can do with that big hammer between your legs. I'm hoping you can pound me like a sledge. Now that I know you've gotten me completely wet, get up here and slide that massive prick into my soaking cunt. Come on now, don't waste time. Jesus fucking Christ, I need it now. That's it. Place it right against my opening and push. Push it in. My God, you're big. Oh, I know your cock is big just from looking, but I have never felt so full. Oh, hell, I can feel you in my stomach. Hold up real quick. Oh, wow. If you hadn't gotten me so absolutely soaked, there'd be no way you'd fit inside me. Oh, what are you grinning about? You cocky bastard. No, don't you dare pull out. You know you're driving me crazy, and you fucking love that, don't you? Shit, you must have had a woman screaming before you even entered them. Normally I'd stay a bit more composed, but... Oh, I need you to start moving, baby. I want this. Goddamn, do I want this. Holy fucking shit, do I want this so bad. That's it, Dick. Take it nice and slow to start, but don't stop moving. Oh, the effect you're having on me is euphoric. Ah, yes, baby. Oh, so slow. Oh, it's driving me crazy. Oh, why aren't you speeding up? Oh, because I told you to go slow. Well, then I need you to go faster. Oh, it's time to pound me now, baby. Come on. Oh, I want you to pound me. Oh, please, break me. Break me.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Oh, drive that cock right into me. Oh, push me through the mattress. Break me. Break the bed. Break the floor. Fuck. Don't stop. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh, Richard. Oh god. I'm gonna come. Please. Oh, come with me. Oh, give me your seed. Fill that hot fucking little hole with your sticky seed. Oh my god. Oh my god, please. Keep pounding me, you beautiful, sexy man. Oh, make me come. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, I'm almost there, goddammit. Oh, fucking. Any second now. Oh god, I'm. Oh, I'm coming. Shit. Oh my god. Oh, that was amazing. Oh wow. Oh, Richard. You are a fantastic lover. Oh, the way you pound that pussy without letting up is definitely a sign of superior cocksmanship. Oh, I only wish we'd done this a lot sooner. Shit. For the past 3 years, we could have enjoyed each other's body on a regular basis. Oh, I know you would have liked that, based on the size of that load you let loose. As it is, all we can do is curse the situation. Ugh, son of a bitch. Protocol kept us apart. Rules say no fraternizing between colleagues. Well, I say, from now on, fuck that shit. I will fuck you anytime I want, anywhere I want. Shit, I think we should do it in the lab as soon as we get back to the university. Oh, Richard, will you be a dear and get me a warm cloth? Clean up this huge load you pumped into me. Then, after we order room service, I'll suck that cock right back to life for round two. It really is too bad I have to erase his memory banks of this night. He'll remember only going to sleep and waking up tomorrow. After all, he is the most advanced android ever built. He's perfect in every way. But the experiment is to determine his capacity to adapt to new situations. This makes at least 50 times he's fucked the shit out of me, and goddamn, he was a perfect animal every time. I'll be glad when this experiment is over, and I can let him remember our times together. God damn, isn't artificial intelligence such a wonderful step forward?